Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for it with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to early Sunday morning prayer. Truly, it's a blessing to be on the line with all of you all again to give God some praise. Truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. We thank God for each and every one of you all tuning in. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. We're just so gracious, and we're just so grateful to a gracious God. That's what I meant to say, grateful to a gracious God. God is so gracious. He's so merciful. He's so loving. He's so kind. Amen. So this morning, we want to open with the scripture in Psalm 51, and we're going to read verse 10 through 17. It says, and most of you all are familiar with this scripture. We're going to open up with this, and then we're going to go right on into prayer. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering, but hear what the Lord delighted in. Verse 17, and we're going to end on this. The sacrifices, this is what the Lord delighted in. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again on this first Sunday in the month of April, in the year of 2014. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning as we read those verses in Psalm 51 to create in us a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within us. Lord God, anything that we've done that wasn't pleasant, that wasn't lovely, that wasn't contrite, that wasn't, hallelujah, up your standards, oh God, we asking you to forgive us, hallelujah, forgive us of blood guiltiness, forgive us, Lord God, for anything we've spoken against our brothers and our sisters, forgive us, Lord God, for any unkind deed or any ugly act that we have committed against one another. God, we giving it to you this morning, God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to be forgiven. Help us, Lord God, hallelujah, to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Help us, Lord God, to create a clean heart, a clean atmosphere. Amen. Help us, Lord God, to saturate our lives with your presence, God. Help us to saturate our heart with loving, kind words and kind deeds, God. Many times, God, we go without asking people for forgiveness. We go without acknowledging our sin. Amen. Anytime we sin against our brother and our sister, we are sinning against you. So, Lord God, we're asking you to wash us this morning. Wash us this morning. Convict our hearts, God, where we can go back to parties, to the other parties, and get it right. Because, God, you won't even hear our prayer. You won't even answer our prayer until our heart is clean. You said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is that man that standeth not in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Lord, we don't want to be the ones that's sitting in the seat of the scornful. scornful. We don't want to be the one that's sitting in the guise of unwise counsel. God, we want to be holy. For you said holiness without no man shall see the Lord. God, we know we're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm thanking you for carrying me over the dangerous, hallelujah, highways, God, and taking me safely to my destination. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, because I didn't have a flat tire. I thank you, Lord God, that I was able to fill up the tank. I thank you, Lord God, as I was able to travel to the different rest areas. Your angels went before me. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I praise you, God. I didn't cross over this morning. Somebody, God, don't have a mouth to lift up their lips, God, and give you any praise this morning. Oh, God, but I praise you because you're a great God. I praise you because you're mighty. I praise you because you're holy. I praise you because there's nothing hidden from you. Now, God, I ask you to remember every family that's on this line. Remember Sister Ruby, God. Reward her for her faithfulness, God. Reward her for her kind deeds. Reward her for the love, hallelujah, and the demonstration of power that she exhibits each and every day. God, remember Sister Corinthian Jones. Remember Deacon Anthony Jones, God. I'm calling him whom you say he is. Remember her family this morning. Remember Angel and Angie and Anaya. Remember Krishan, God. Remember Ashley. Remember our grandchildren, God. Oh, God, and every other listener that's listening on this morning, do something special in their lives, God. Or turn situations around, God. Open up doors, Lord God, that no man can shut. Create in us, God, this clean heart. A heart that'll be pleasing. For you said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you wouldn't know where it's turning away, God. Remember Brother Mike this morning, God. Oh, God, remember his family this morning. Going to the prisons this morning, God. Oh, and I have a special sister that's there, God. Oh, continue to strengthen her and comfort her, God. Continue to work, Lord God, on her behalf, God. And all those that are able to make a decision in our release, God, I want you to keep on working on their heart, God. Oh, remember my son, God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to remember him. I'm asking you, Lord God, as I'm here in Louisiana, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to change the heart of my son, God. Oh, God, you told me that the promise was unto my children and my children's children, God. Oh, God, and you are the great promise keeper. You've never made a promise that you couldn't keep. Oh, turn my son's heart back to the King, God. You are that King, God, and I'm looking to you, God. Oh, God, I'm looking for guidance. Hallelujah, I'm looking for instructions, Lord God. You told me in your word in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to trust in the Lord. With all thine heart, you said to lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. God, I'm looking to you. I have no other source but you, God. You are my source. You are my resource, God. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to remember my mother. Remember my unsaved family. Remember the work that you have called me to do down here in this region, God. Oh, you didn't tell me to go for Norda. You spoke one word and you said go. Hallelujah. And I'm gone. Because of the word that you've spoken, God. And I don't want to make you ashamed, because I know you'll never make me ashamed, God. You are the creator. You are the life giver. You are the life sustainer. You are the lifter of our souls, God. And for that, I give you praise. Remember all my unsaved family this morning, God. Somebody's going to be saved. Somebody's going to commit their life to you, God. Somebody's going to surrender all this morning, God. I bless you, God. Remember Marty, Lord God. as I'm here in his home, God. Remember his wife and his children, God. Cover them with your blood, God. In the name of Jesus. Remember every speaker, God. Pastor Hamilton, Pastor Miracle. Minister Democrat, Prophetess Darlene, remember them this morning, God. Mother Charity, Mother Cannon, all those that come on the line, Sister T, Sister Albertine, Sister Cammy, remember all of the faithful listeners, God. Even Patriot Craig that come into the chat room, God. Holy Lord, God, to hear a word from you, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless them this morning. Bless us as we travel, Lord God, to go to the house of worship this morning, God, and give you some praise. Remember the Blake family this morning, God. Remember all those leaders, hallelujah, that are carrying this gospel, that are preaching and teaching the gospel, that are carrying and opening and holding up the bloodstained banner. Remember them this morning, God. Oh, we give you praise this morning. We're going to bring Sister Corinthian on. And whoever else is on the line after her, hallelujah, we'll hear from Sister Ruben. She can pray and call us on out. Or if there's anyone else would like to pray, we're here to pray this morning, God. For you said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man. Hallelujah. It availeth much, God. Remember our prayers this morning. Remember our family this morning. Remember our president this morning. Remember our teachers and our policemen and our armed forces this morning, God. Remember our physicians this morning. Remember our attorneys and our judges and our Senate and our congressmen this morning and all the governmental officials this morning. Hallelujah, that's working on behalf of this nation, God. We want you to remember them this morning, God. Hallelujah, as we go through the wicked streets, cover us with your blood, God. Oh, God, give us a mind to pray. Give us a mind to push back our plate. Give us a mind, Lord God, to pray and strengthen and convert our brothers, God. Let us be a light. Hallelujah. Let us be a light that's shining in a dark world. Hallelujah. Let us be that light. Hallelujah. That can draw souls into the kingdom. This is about souls, God. Hallelujah. You love, you say every soul belong to you. The soul that sinned, it belong to you. And the soul that live holy, they all belong to you. Lord God, we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus. Now we bring out the stone to continue this prayer in the name of Jesus. Sister Corinthians. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we bless you, Lord.
Children, God. Thank you,
we
God.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes,
we bless
God.
You, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus.
Thank you,
we bless
Jesus.
You, Jesus. We bless you, God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Almighty God. We
thank
bless
you, God.
Jesus.
Thank
we bless
you, Lord.
You, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Almighty God. We bless you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Almighty God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you, Almighty God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, Almighty God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, Almighty God. We come to bless you this morning. We come to bless you this hour, God. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify you. We come to lift you up, Jesus. Oh, my God. For we know that you alone are worthy to be praised, for you alone are greatly to be praised. And we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Almighty God. We bless you, Jesus. God, we come to bombard you with praise this morning, God. We come to bombard you with our praise, Almighty God. We come to give you the fruit of our lips, God. We come to bless you. Fire, my God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hey, we bless you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Almighty God. We bless your holy name, Jesus. You told us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, enter into your courts with, and we come to bless you this hour, God. You've been good. 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 Jesus, you've been good. You've been so good. You've been good, Lord. You've been good. You've been good. You've been good. You've been good. And we thank you for your goodness, Almighty God. We want to thank you for your goodness, Almighty God. We say thank you. Hey, God, we thank you for your goodness, Almighty God. Oh, God, it's your goodness that leadeth to repentance, Almighty God. And we want to say thank you for your goodness, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, for your mercies today, Almighty God. For you said that your mercies are made new every morning, God, and we thank you for your new mercies today, God. We thank you for your outstretched hand of mercies this day, Almighty God. It's because of your mercies, Almighty God, that we are not consumed. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Almighty God. We want to say thank you this morning. We want to say thank you this hour, God. We want to say thank you, Jesus. We can't thank you enough, Almighty God, but we want to say thank you, Jesus, for it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, O Most High, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. You taught us in all things to give thanks, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, that we give you thanks, that we give you praise, Almighty God. You said whatever state we find ourselves in, Almighty God, to be thine content, God. And today we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we want to bless you, Almighty God. We want to bless you, Jesus. We come to bless you this hour, God. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify you, Almighty God. We come to lift you up, Jesus. We come to lift you up. We come to lift you up, Almighty God. We come to lift you up. We come to lift you up this hour, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace this day, Almighty God. For it is your grace that is sufficient unto us, God, and we thank you for your sufficient grace in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. We say thank you, Almighty God. You've been better to us, Almighty God, than we've been to ourselves, Almighty God. And we want to say thank you. And we want to say thank you. And we want to thank you, Almighty God, and we want to thank you, and we thank you, Jesus, and we thank you, Almighty God, and we bless you, Jesus, and we bless you, Almighty God. There is none like you on all the earth, Almighty God, and you are greatly to be praised, Almighty God, for you alone are worthy, for you alone are worthy, for you alone are worthy to be praised, for you alone are greatly to be praised, and we bless your name, Jesus, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for praise, Almighty God. Praise that confuses the enemy, Almighty God. We thank you for praise this morning, Almighty God. It's our praise that's going to fight for us. It's our praise that's going to bring about a change. It's our praise in the precious mighty name of Jesus. And I bless you, Jesus. And I bless you, Almighty God. I thank you for what you're doing right now, Almighty God. I thank you for doors being opened right now, Almighty God, seen and unseen in the precious mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for miracles being performed today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that you would have your way today, Almighty God. Have your one to be happy. Your people today, Almighty God. You said that you would build your church upon the rock, and you said that the gates of hell should not prevail against it, God. And I'm asking you to intervene today on the behalf of the house of worship today, God, that you would come in and sub with us, God, that you would have your way, Almighty God, that souls would be saved, delivered, and set free and made whole in the precious mighty name of Jesus. For you are a mind regulator, Almighty God, and I'm asking you to regulate some minds today, God. We need some mind regulation, God, and only you can regulate the mind, God. We need some healing of the mind today, God. And only you can heal the mind, Almighty God. And I'm asking you to heal the mind today. Heal the mind in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. That you will loose the bands of the wicked. That you will let the oppressed go free today, Almighty God. Set the captive free. Set the captive free. Set the captive free in the precious mighty name of Jesus. You said that you will pour your spirit out among all flesh, Almighty God. Pour out your spirit today, Almighty God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. We're not asking you to do what man can do today, God, but we're asking you to do what you do, Almighty God. Do what you do, Jesus. Have your way, Almighty God. Intervene today in the precious mighty name of Jesus. In every crooked pathway, we're asking you to straighten it, God. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, go before us today, God. Ah, God, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Almighty God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remember Sister Adrian Bernard today, Almighty God. I'm asking you to go before, God, in every crooked pathway. I'm asking you to straighten it in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Almighty God. Let no evil befall her, Almighty God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. As she goes out to the highways and the byways, Almighty God, I'm asking you, Almighty God, to give her words of wisdom, Almighty God, to give her words of wisdom, words of encouragement, Almighty God. Almighty God. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of her mouth, God, but that which is good, that it may edify and minister grace. Minister grace into the hearers, that she may minister grace into the hearers, that she may minister grace into the hearers in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Let the words of her mouth, Almighty God, leave no room for doubt, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Burden her tongue, God, and let her words ever praise thee. Let her words, God, let her words ever praise thee in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Let her in no way, Almighty God, breathe the Holy Ghost into who she is still to until the day of redemption in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Keep her steady, Almighty God. Keep her rooted and grounded in you, Almighty God. Make her like a tree, Jesus, that is planted by the rivers of water, that she would bring forth fruit in season in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Devil, you've already been defeated today on the behalf of Sister Adrian Bernard, and your works are void and of no effect, and no weapon that is forth against her shall prosper in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you to keep her in the center of your will, Almighty God. Keep her on the path that you laid out for her, God, and don't let her deviate from that path, Almighty God. Give her high feet, God. Don't let her feet slip, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. We render you powerless today, devil. We render you powerless today on the behalf of Sister Adrian Bernard, and your works are void and of no effect, and no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I'll put the helmet of salvation on her, and her breastplate of righteousness be upon her, and her loins being girded up with truth, and her feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel peace. Let her take the shield of faith today, God. You said that you would not have us ignorant to the devil's advice. God, I pray that you would show her Satan tactics in advance in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Give her eyes to see, Almighty God, ears to hear, Almighty God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Let her ears, God, be bound to hear your voice, Almighty God, and any other voice that is not of you, God, let it be a muffle to her ears in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Hide her from the enemy, Almighty God. Hide her from those that will come to distract her, Almighty God, and take her from the destiny that you have for her, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Be her shield and her buckler, God. Lord, let her take the shield of faith today. Oh, God, that she would hide your word in her heart, God, that she will not sin against you, Almighty God. Let your word be engrafted into her heart, Almighty God. Let it be bound around her neck like a necklace, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In the precious mighty name of Jesus. Remember Sister Ruby Larry today, God. Be, Almighty God, her fence, God. Be a fence all around her in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Let your blood cover her mind, Almighty God. I'm asking you to lead and guide her, Lord Jesus. Show her what to do and how to do what you'll have her do, Almighty God. Keep her in the center of your perfect will, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to enlarge your territory, Almighty God, and bless her indeed, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Let the devil be bound and scattered on every hand concerning Sister Ruby Larry, in the precious mighty name of Jesus, and his words be void and of no effect, and no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Be her shield and her buckler today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be her mind regulator, Almighty God. Be the lifter of her bowed down head, Almighty God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, for being a prayer answering God. We thank you for bringing about a change. We thank you for bringing about a turnaround today, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God. You told us in your word, Jesus. You said whatsoever things we desire when we pray. You told us to believe it and we shall receive it, Almighty God. You said if two or three touch on anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And God, we come to take you at your word today, Jesus. You said whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, God. And we come to take you at your word, Jesus, for we know that your word will not turn back to you void, but your word will accomplish that which you sent for it to do, God. And we thank you, Almighty God, for we know that you hasten over your word to perform it, God. And we thank you for making these things happen in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it being so, God. We thank you for these prayers going places that we can't go and reaching heights that we don't even see, God. We thank you for these prayers bringing about a change and a turnaround in somebody else's life, God. We'll be so careful to forever give you thanks and praise, God, for we know that you are worthy of all things this day. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Prophet Michael Lewis, thank
bless
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You kind and gracious Father, Lord, we are assembled in your midst once again, oh God, thanking you for another day. asking you, oh Father, first of all, for forgiveness of all sins, seen, unseen, sins of omission and commission, even the hidden sins of our heart, oh God. We pray that you would create in us a clean heart, renew the right spirit down within us. For against thee and thee only have we sinned and done evil in your sight. So, Father, we acknowledge every one of our faults unto you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would incline your ear to every prayer, to the supplications that is being made of this prayer line on this morning, God. Lord, you heard every prayer that have gone up thus far. And, Father, we know that you hasten to perform your word. So, God, we're asking you. I'm touching in agreement with every prayer that have gone on and even requesting, God, that you would touch the pastors and the leaders in the world today, Father, against this senseless suicide that is going on behind the pulpit, God. Lord, yes. You know the strain and the stress of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and you said that you would not put no more upon them that they are able to bear. So, Father, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen the leaders today, that you would keep them in the center of your will, God, and before any man, woman, boy, or girl consider taking their life in the body of Christ, God, that they will seek you, seek your face, to acknowledge everything that is going wrong in their life, oh God. Lord, and we praying for the wives that have lost their husbands, the children that have lost their dad, the church that have lost its shepherd, God. We're lifting them up right now in the name of Jesus, and we're praying, God, that you will heal the land in your great name, Father. Father, we're asking you, Lord, to watch over the flock, God, that you have placed upon this earth. You said in your word, God, as you walked on the earth, if the shepherd be smitten, that the sheep, it will scatter. Father, we know this is merely just the ploy and the trick of the enemy, God, that have caused them to lose out on salvation for taking their life. And then it's those that are in the church that looked up to them that have now been perplexed with this thing that has happened, God. So we're asking you to strengthen them wherein they are weak, God. You said let the weak confess that they are strong, God. Lord, we praying for that healing balm from Gilead to saturate every heart, God. Cause them to lift up their eyes unto the hill from which cometh them help. Let them realize that their help, it comes from you, God, the creator, the maker, the giver of every good and perfect gift. It comes from you. You said you own the cattle of a thousand hills. All the silver and the gold is thine. You said all souls are thine, the souls of the Father, the souls of the Son. But you said the soul that sinneth, it sure shall he die. But, Father, you didn't stand right there. You said you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For you sent not your Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him it might be saved. So, Father, we're asking you to save us with the saving strength of your right hand in the name of Jesus. And, God, we lift up the President of these United States, God, asking you to continue to lead and to guide them in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, we lift up the Americas, God, a country that was established upon your word, founded upon your principles, God, a country that is slowly turning her back upon you. So, Father, we asking you to have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness and the multitude of all your tender mercy. Blot out all our transgressions, washing us thoroughly in your hyssop, God. Lord, we lift up every governor, every mayor, every Republican senator. We lift up even the Democrat and whatever parties there are, God. We lift up these people before you that's making decisions in the House of Congress, God, the House of Representatives, God. We even lift up every mayor, God, Yes, every council member right now, in the name of Jesus, every senator, God, we lift them up before you, God, asking you not their will, but let your will be done. Even the heart of the judge is yours. We lift up the judges, God. We lift up every lawyer, every prosecutor, public defender, not their will, but let thine be done, God. We even lift up the kings, the queens, prince and princesses, every duke, every earl, the burgomasters, the prime ministers, even the dictators, God, not their will, but let your will be done. We pray for the war-torn countries that you would have mercy upon them, God. Lift up every body that's in their hour, their day, their month, their week of bereavement, Father. We pray also for the peace of Jerusalem, that they might be saved. Father, we acknowledge again every one of our faults, and all our sins are very present before you. So we ask you to hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that the people in the earth might fear thee, as do we, your people, Israel, and that they may know that this house that is built, it is called by your name. We carefully give you the glory. We grateful to give you the honor. And we pray, God, all that we ask, say, and do, you get the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. We thank you so much, and we thank you, Lord, for loving us and keeping us and allowing us to come to early Sunday morning prayer today with our own founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. What more can we say? The prayers have been up powerful and anointed, and you have guided and directed each and every godly man and woman of God to come forth on this broadcast and pray. So I just say, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we love you and we magnify you for this Block Talk Radio that you have established. I think it's about 28 months as we're going into this time. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we love you and we give you the praise and the honor. And we've got Sister Dawn and Sister T on the line. And back to you, Evangelist Bernard. No more to say. God bless.
Well, God bless you all. We thank you for tuning in. We certainly will look forward to the fellowship on this coming week. Monday through Friday we are on. You all know that. The call-in number is the same. So we're looking forward to hearing the word from God on this week. Remember, prayer still works. Thank God for Sister T joining us this morning and also Sister Dawn. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Mike and Sister Corinthian and Sister Ruby, thank you so much, so, so very much. Continue to keep us in your prayers that the Lord will be done in our lives. Amen. God bless you all. Sister Ruby, you can tune us on out.
Okay, God bless. Let's go back again with
For so long, I was alone. I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me, I can't lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. If that's your voice calling me into that secret place with thee. My heart is longing with thee. Anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh yes, I do. I've already made up my mind. I can't give up. Put those hands in the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he
is. Hear me. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times.
I'm gonna worship.
Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for moment with thee. I choose to worship.
God bless. Close it out.